Well, here we are, except for I'm not in Miami Beach, Florida. I am San Francisco Bay Area right now. I came in here on Thursday with a lot to do, so there's that. So I will be also doing some ground instruction and some other stuff at the flight our flight school here. This is our location in Palo Alto, California. So we have one here and one in Miami at Opa-locka. So that's I have to occasionally come here and do something. It's not my used this used to be a whole different animal, this place. San Francisco Bay Area used to I'm not a big fan anymore. It was a time when I first moved here. All the tech was concentrated in hubs because you had to have a semiconductor fab, which cost about $1 billion in the 80s to build it. So you needed three-phase power, you needed liquid nitrogen, you need all infrastructure. So they all just huddled together. And that was where now you just need a laptop. So now traffic everywhere. It's incredible. It takes me 1 hour and 10 minutes to get to work. Take me 1 hour and 40 minutes to get back. And it's only, ready, only 18 miles. So there's my complaint to the day. All right. So anyway, not my cup of tea anymore. Where I live in Miami, I live in Miami Beach and South Beach on the non-tourist side of things. And it takes me 35 minutes to get to the airport, which is 12 miles, 13 miles, and about 35 to get home. All reverse commute, all very nice. But anyway, here I am. Woo! So let me get kicked off with everything, start everything up. Nick wanted me to mention our class dates. We have some CFI class dates coming up. For those of you interested in that, let me just tell you the next one, which is basically too late to get into, but if you were kind of ready, you could. 9th, February 9th goes to the 15th. And then I believe there's another one in March. March will be. Where is it going to be at here? It's going to be in Palo Alto. Look at that, live in Palo Alto. I'll be back here 16 through the 24. You have 25th, and you can always get information about these courses on our website, cfibootcamp.com. Anyway, that's that. So let's move on into it and say we're going to talk about today. So I want to bring up the presentation. It'll take me just a second to do it. So let me get going here. Stop wasting time. I can hear you, what you're saying. Stop talking about that. Get on with it. That's what I say when people are doing things. I come and know what you're saying. You waste a lot of time. I know. It's my nature. Okay, so we have about 600, 500 some people in the room. That's good. So we're going to be talking today about a little bit about aircraft systems. I have to make it a bit generic. It won't be 100% generic, but I have to because I don't know what you're going to fly, and a lot of these systems can be different. But there are commonalities that run, through the thread here. And in addition to that, I'm going to talk about stick forces, which is not something really people don't talk about. I don't know that we need to spend an enormous amount of time at that, but I think I can give you some insight into certain things, why you would want to use an airplane to do something, or why it would be a really bad idea to do it just based on stick forces. So we can talk about that. So that's what we're going to do. And the format of this show is we're going to go until about 12:30, which is the if for all of us, it's 9 o'clock here, 9 something. So at the end of at the bottom of the hour, and then I have a someone who's going to who does some work for us, Rex, who's going to come on with us and talk about what he does for us and how you can partake in that. So for those of you in CFI training, for 5 minutes. So it's just going to be 5 minute break, and then after that, right back into it we go, and then we will go to the top of the hour. I'll close out the show, and then what I'll do is I'll reopen the room, will stay open, and then after that I will unmute everybody. So usually I go through all the chats, but we're just going to save that. So whatever you're asking in chat, that's great, but save it for the top of the next hour and ask it live. That may make it the flow go better. Okay, that would be the idea, because some of you I know have a tighter schedule, and by the time we get through all the chats it's like a half hour or something. Maybe we don't need to do that, so we're going to give that a go. All right, well, without further ado, we're going to talk about aircraft systems today, and I've got a lot to say about this because I do have a technical background, so that for those of us who are like that, it makes this kind of stuff pretty easy. It doesn't make it complicated or hard. But for a lot of people who don't have a technical background, this is like mostly gibberish for a lot of people. I had a student who, if you believe it or not, right, who bought a Cessna Skymaster with a Riley rocket conversion, which meant it was pressurized and it had turbocharged engines on it. And so that's a push me pull me, the deuce they called it, the double deuce. Now, using this anyway, this airplane made by Cessna 337. This is a designator. And anyway, he bought it, and I taught him to fly this airplane as a private pilot. He didn't have a rating. So the very only rating I ever did in a twin for a private pilot was this guy. And I started, he was a contractor, like he developer, real estate developer. And so I have to teach him about pressurization. I have to teach him all about this stuff. And I started going through the pressurization system with him. And he rolled his eye. You could tell he was very easy to read. You could tell immediately when he liked or didn't like something. He's one of those guys. And so he gave me that look. Science, not science. Come on. Science is, I hate science. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this guy? I got to think about turbochargers, all this stuff. And so I sort of developed a way to do it with non-technical people that still, because the end result is, are they going to do something stupid on an airplane? Is the airplane going to do something stupid to them that they can't figure out what's going on? That's kind of ideas. And how do we fix all that and not let that happen or mitigate or fix it, right? That's the idea. So we have to know enough about our airplane to be able to do that. And that's kind of what I'm on about here. So that's that. Now, if you're looking for a copy of this presentation, it's relatively short. It does have a couple links or one link in it. It's going to be in the chat, okay? And as I talk, if we need to put something in that I communicate to you, it'll be in the chat. Okay, that's the best way to get everything. So you can also at the end you can save the chat, three little dots in the top, and at the top of the chat box, and it'll say save chat. Okay, and then we'll go through the rest of it. All right, so let's get started here. So aircraft systems are an element to be tested for all the ratings, not all the rating, all the pilot ratings. So private instrument, commercial, sport, recreational, and so it's an area that some things are pretty obvious. Like if I talk about the lighting system to you, I don't think any of you are going to struggle too much with that. You all have lights in your house, you have lights in your car. It's like pretty simple. We get down to other systems, then it becomes problematic, right? So we're going to see what we can do about those things. And this is from a flight instructor perspective in terms of how to do it, this presentation, but it's certainly you will get the benefit of it by understanding how to teach it as well, because I got to go through many, many things. So let's do it.
Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.